A reading from Psalm chapter 103. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for a man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The word of the Lord. A reading from 1 John, the 4th chapter. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into this world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and is now in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love God does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God, who made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. The word of the Lord. Please stand if you are able and join me for the reading of the gospel. A reading from the gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. And Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The word of the Lord.
Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the funeral sermons you never want to give that are the easiest to write. They've been preached already by the life of the man. A core Lutheran teaching that God loved us, the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. God loved us in Jesus so that we might love our neighbors. We have a duty to thank, praise, serve, and obey God. But ultimately, God doesn't need anything that we could offer him. But our neighbor. Our neighbor needs lots of things that might be ours to fulfill in love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Jean was a man who lived this. I usually gather the family in the midst of all the rest of end-of-life preparations just to talk about their memories. In the hustle, sometimes you can lose sight of why you're hustling. Or you've been so worn down by care prior to the loss, and authentic love always costs us something. But that loss can sometimes overfill and overshadow the fullness, the fulfillment of love. So reminding each other is necessary. Because that word of God comes to us from outside of us. It wouldn't be the full truth if I didn't mention that it usually helps me to write these. And listening to Jean's family was truly grace. But as I told Rick yesterday, I had had more than enough before that. So I'm going to share memories of the love of Jean lived here in this church family. And I believe they meld perfectly with that picture of the man that the family shared. The first one comes from not long after I met Gene. Gene had worked for RG&E, and so had Tom Campbell. They would have a lively banter back and forth about dumb gas guys and the bright electric guys. Gene would always pitch in to keep paying that bill because he needed the retirement check funded. But this time with Tom, and this is years, maybe decades after the fact, but Tom wanted to be sure that I knew just who Jean was. And this wasn't simply about rank or position. This was respect, and a bit more than that. We live in a time of low trust, where employee and employer responsibilities to each other end mostly in the money exchanged. But Tom's insistence was this guy was more than that. It might seem odd in our day to attach love around a job, but that's what was being recognized. The second one, like many of the stories around Gene, who had a great sense of humor, comes first from some good nature chops busting that men tend to do. One of the other older guys in men's group had recently gotten remarried. A lifelong member of the congregation also had recently moved a little further away to be a little closer to her kids. And when she came back to town, which she did quite often for the various social occasions that even Gene had penciled in his black book, she would often stay at Gene's place overnight. So, of course, we ribbed him about this and about doing a wedding in the future for him. Gene would reply, "A wife. I had one of those once." And the emphasis was on the one. I never met Gert personally. She had passed before I had arrived in town. But I knew from that she had been the love of his life. And that love was fulfilled in the family here gathered. Lastly, pre-COVID, And hopefully post soon, we would gather for a rather vibrant coffee hour just out there in the narthex and into the room over here. And those two leather chairs that you see there were side by side in the adjacent room. And those two chairs for a couple of years were held down by Gene and Art. Both of these two men were World War II veterans. Although I'm pretty sure that Gene would admit that Art had seen a lot more. That's not to dismiss Gene's role. But one day, probably about an hour after service had ended, they start swapping deeper stories. And both of these guys are reticent. They don't talk about this much. But Gene falls silent as Art starts telling even deeper ones. Things that I don't think had been expressed for 60 years. Things that Art needed to say. And Gene heard them. And that act of love for a neighbor, a bearing of one another's burdens. Gene was that guy. He might not say, "I love you," but man, he could show it. And you knew it. Gene would probably be embarrassed that I'm talking about him so much. He'd probably tell me to get back to preaching the gospel. But the best preaching of the gospel is his life. None of us are perfect. Mike would mention, and all the kids would nod, that Gene could have a way of saying something like, "Good job, but," which could leave a kid wondering or chasing a father's approval. Gene's childhood was not an easy one. As a father, he probably was making it up from his heart as he went along. But all of these things are the reasons for God's steadfast love in Jesus. God made his love manifest for us on that cross, and love always costs something. And God so loved us that he gave his only Son to be the propitiation for our sins. He knows our frame. And yet, his steadfast love is from everlasting to everlasting. Gene knew this not just here mentally, but he got it here. He got it in his soul because he lived it. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So Christ has gone to prepare a place for Gene and for us. And today, we see him no longer. But today is like the grass, like the flower of the field. Today we see him no longer, but tomorrow, in the resurrection, from everlasting to everlasting, we shall see him. How can we know the way? Right there, that cross. That's the way, the truth, and the life. And right there, in the life of Gene, a life that witnesses to that truth and to the love that we ought to have for one another. Amen.